Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. The Hennepin County's Attorney's Office, the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension, and the Attorney General are suing the federal government over access to evidence in three shootings related to Renee Good, Julio Sosa Celis, and Alex Preddy. The lawsuit follows two ignored requests for information. County Attorney Mary Moriarty says federal officials were ordered from Washington to withhold evidence. Attorney General Keith Ellison calls the lack of cooperation rare and says answers are needed. State investigators are continuing their own independent investigation. Still to this day, the Minnesota Senate doesn't allow children on the chamber floor. The Senate will vote on a resolution to change this rule tomorrow. Senator Julia Coleman of Waconia says this affected her as a mother when her children were younger, and she still lives with it today.
I lost my ability to breastfeed my premature infants because of how this institution is designed. This institution gave me less rights than I had at my first job with my first baby. To this day, I am upset by the fact that this institution prevented me from feeding my babies.
The Minnesota House does allow children in its chamber. The Minnesota DNR is out with its 2026 moose population estimate. Wildlife Research Manager Seth Gorham.
The point count, or the estimate that we got out of this survey, was 4,470 moose, which there's a big buffer of confidence interval about that, but it means that that population has stabilized over the last, say, 5 to 6 years.
Last year's survey showed 4,075 moose. And spring is here, and so is the start of the 2026 navigation season on the upper Mississippi River. The first tows of the year reached St. Paul on Monday after the motor vessel Crockett locked through Lock and Dam 2 in Hastings with two barges, followed by four more tows. Ice on Lake Pepin usually holds traffic back until mid-March, but this year's arrival lines up with the typical timeline. With the river open, the Corps of Engineers is once again supporting safe, reliable shipping, vital to the economy, since a 15-barge tow can move as much cargo as 1,057 semis or 200 rail cars. In other headlines, a former Minnesota State Mankato baseball player is facing seven charges after an alleged bar fight and struggle with police in downtown Mankato. Police say 19-year-old Braden Grimm refused to show ID and resisted officers, pulling one to the ground and injuring her. Grimm previously pitched for the Mavericks and the Moondogs. Minnesota is entering cold water season as ice conditions continue to weaken. Lisa Dugan is with the DNR.
An unexpected fall into cold water at this time of year can cause cold shock response. So what that means is if you fall into the water unexpectedly, your body automatically gasps. By wearing a life jacket, you're ensuring that your head stays above the water.
In some areas of the state, especially in southern Minnesota, some lakes are already ice-free. And there's movement at the Capitol on the stalled Office of Inspector General bill. A House committee approved the measure today, which could create an independent watchdog to investigate fraud. But concerns remain. DFL Representative Larry Kraft says the money could be better spent, while Republican Duane Quam argues it duplicates work already done by the legislative auditor. The bill passed the Senate last year. This is MNN.